Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AgeOfTheCustomer.com. That's AgeOfTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh, uh-huh, that's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy has been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. How about that? She's one of the top social media experts in the universe and my social media guru, and she's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. And so what's going on with Twitter? How's Twitter doing these days as a company?
Twitter is, they've definitely made a comeback. And they're trying to change their image a little bit, change what they're doing. They're testing, doubling their length of the tweet.
I heard about that. What do you think about that?
280 characters.
Isn't that going to make it Facebook?
Well, they're trying to. You know, they're looking at, more people will tweet if they can really say what they want, and 140 characters are pretty limiting.
I remember a story. Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin said, "I was going to write you a shorter letter, but I didn't have time." You know,
well,
when the newspapers started getting smaller, and my syndication editors told me I couldn't write 600 words. I had to send them 500-word articles. And then it got down a little shorter than that.
Shorter.
My writing got better.
Well, you have to be more concise. But
you can't repeat yourself, and you have to find better ways to say things. You have to, if a word will serve two purposes, you have to let that happen. So, you know, maybe, you know, are people, you know, maybe they just need to learn how to write more succinctly.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I think it all really does come down to money. Twitter's been, criticized because it hasn't been able to attract more people. They have 328 million users,
right,
and investors are nervous,
right,
because of the slow growth. And so they're trying to come up with things that will have people be more involved, get more users, and they thought, well, if we expand the limit, which is really funny because a year ago, Jack Dorsey, the CEO, said that the limit was here to stay. We're not going to increase it, right? And so now, you know, they've changed that story, but they are getting some backlash from people who love the 140 characters.
Right.
But they're testing it in small groups around the world, so they're not really
rolling it out
everywhere.
That's smart because they could be like the Coke debacle of 30 years ago.
Yeah, the Coke that didn't work.
Right.
And the other thing that they're working on releasing is a save for later button, so that if you really wanted to check a tweet out but you don't have the time, you could bookmark it, and they're working on that. So I don't know the time frame from rolling that out, but it is something that they really
sounds
understand.
Sounds like some of my leftovers in the refrigerator.
You know, I don't know about you, but you know, bookmarks can get out of control.
That's right.
There's so many things. Oh, yeah, I'm going to check this out later. And mm-hmm. you never do. It's the freezer stuff.
Has the president helped Twitter?
Yes, he did. It saved Twitter. Never, Twitter would not be around today in the way it was if the president hadn't been a Twitter user. Yep.
I'll be darned. I wondered about that. That had to be But for one, it seemed to me that Twitter had become more of a place for journalists than regular people.
Yeah. And so it definitely has become a place where people now are paying attention, and that and that's, I don't know if that's the total reason why they're increasing the number of characters,
right,
because they're trying to say more and get the messages across better. But it definitely impacted Twitter's following.
And right.
Actually, I've seen other articles that you know, that they were on a real, well, even in this same article about, mm-hmm, when they're expanding it, they were saying that they have been losing market share.
So when he's gone, what's going to happen? You know, that's the thing. What's the future,
yeah,
of Twitter, right? Maybe,
maybe
Twitter will do it.
Investors are nervous.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Kathy Perry and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 till the hour. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to bring us up. So
fair. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.